Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everybody, oh my God. All right. Welcome to the show. With me at the desk is the crayons to my coloring book, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Oh, hi.
Guest today, a friend of the show, the king of pop culture himself, Danny Pellegrino, is here.
Danny!
Oh, hello, I'm so happy.
Danny!
To be here. You know I love you.
Danny, you've gotten me to admit things I never would admit elsewhere. You dive right into the question.
Are you engaged now? My mom just asked me that. She's like,
to
you need to find
Shore?
That out.
Yeah.
Is that like a rumor or something? My mom was just asking me. She's like, you gotta find that out.
If it's a mystery, let it remain a mystery.
Let it be a mystery. Danny, you look so good and festive, which is so appropriate because you have a brand new book out called The Jolliest Bunch, all about the ups and downs of the holiday season. So funny, and I want to know, what is your wildest holiday mishap?
Well, there's a lot of stories about my family and growing up in Ohio and in the Midwest, and in particular, I always think for family celebrations, there's like one person that takes on the brunt of the holiday. In my household, that's my mother. She's always trying to make everything perfect, and usually that results in a Christmas Eve meltdown. One of those is in the book, but there was one in particular where she just, she got in her car about 15 minutes before the company was about to arrive, and she's like, I'm going to the corner, Dan. I'm stressed. And so she got in the car and she was ready to go to the corner. But it was her sort of version of screaming into a pillow, right? Like we all do that. She just needed some help from all of us. She needed to step it up. So I'm here to tell everyone, all the husbands, the kids out there, help the people who are doing the holiday stuff because it's stressful.
Right.
By the way, not to brag, but I'm quoted on the back of the book.
I saw you are right there.
I mean, I can't even believe that you're on there. You were so kind to read the book and provide a nice little blurb.
I think that this is exactly what people need during the holidays. We need, at you know, really any point in life, heart and humor. Mm-hmm. So thank you for giving this to us at this most needed time of year, Danny.
I really
stocking stuffer
too. Right. Well, since it's almost that wonderful time of the year, will you play a new game with us here at the desk? We want to get your take on some holiday headlines.
I can't wait.
All right, it's slay or nay.
The jingle bell.
Right? If we agree with the headline, we say slay, as in Santa slay, and if we don't, we say nay, as in, like, Congress. All right, first up, Yahoo reports, beige Christmas is over and gaudy holidays are back. Bust out the rainbow lights, the mismatched ornaments, because social media has declared the minimalist beige Christmas trend is out, it's over, it's not on fleek. This year is all about going back to our early 2000 roots and embracing the over-the-top, colorful holiday decor of our youths. Danny, Rossi, slay or nay?
It's a slay for me. I love the nostalgia. I also was reading how, like, that deep maroon burgundy is really in right
like
now.
So that's, jacket?
I tried to be appropriate
yes,
for the
you
season.
Did. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a nice aubergine, as they would call it.
I agree with Danny. I think this is a slay, this story. I don't think the holidays are the time to be chic, right? And classy. No, you should be tacky. Go nuts. More
kitchy.
Is more.
Right.
Be.
Right.
Sing. I think your holiday decor should be ho-ho horrible. You know, like, just go nuts.
I always am a little freaked out when I walk in someone's house and it looks like someone else set up the Christmas tree.
Totally.
I'm like, you'll never think that someone did our Christmas tree when you come over to my house.
It's gotta have your personality.
Oh,
it's
it
like
does.
Your calling card, it's your resume, like, yeah. Make it look like you.
She is not fancy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Put on Olive of the Other Reindeer, one of your classic films that you know I love, and decorate the tree.
That's right. Well, let's keep it festive. All right, Danny, your story.
All right, Refinery29 writes, cozy or glam? The great Christmas Day dressing debate. See, some see the holidays as an opportunity to wear their finest festive outfits, but some use the occasion as an excuse to be in their PJs all day, guilt-free. Drew and Ross, dressing up in PJs all day for the holidays, even at the dinner table. Slay or nay?
I'm sort of slay on this a little bit because I'm pretty tacky at Christmas. I have a sweater with lights on it that blink, and there's a button you can push that plays like holiday songs, and I pair that with elastic pants. So I sort of feel that I'm into just being comfortable all Christmas long. Are you shocked by this?
I am shocked.
What did you think I wore on Christmas?
Like a three-piece suit.
I always like the Cousin Eddie look where it's like a dickie, so it wasn't like a full turtleneck, it was like a dickie underneath his shirt, and so it's like half casual, half nice. But how about you? Are you a PJ
You like
person?
A dickie on the holidays, yeah. I hear you.
Who doesn't love a dickie? Who doesn't? Ladies, am I right?
Well, last up from Real Simple, a reader wrote in, I own a house and live alone, and this electric snow shovel has been a lifesaver. People are loving this new tool because it means no more shoveling by hand or using a snow blower. Now, the Snow Joe shovel only weighs 20 pounds and it can move 2,025 pounds of snow per charge.
That is a lot of snow. 2,025 pounds of snow?
Are you still getting a workout from this or is it just super easy? Like,
I don't know because I admit it. Like, I am just a complete wuss when it comes to all this. But according to this woman, if I only had one of these, maybe I could do it too.
Well, I believe in you. I want to see if you could do it right now.
Wait, do we have Bear one? Mar-
yes, we
have
do.
One.
Look, and we have snow out front.
Okay, let's see how this works.
Okay, bring it around.
Okay.
So attack that snow, Drew. I believe in you. Do you believe in
you
Drew?
It. You got it, Drew.
There you go. You did it! Was it fun?
Is it easy?
Take a whirl.
You do it, Danny. Try it. Oh, yes! Danny, is this a slay or a nay?
It's a slay, and I've never had people clap for me shoveling the snow, so it feels really good.
I think it's a slay!
Total slay.
His delightful Christmas necessity of a book is out now. And up next, the last time this guest was here, I actually predicted that she would win an Oscar, and then she did. Ariana DeBose is here. We'll be right back.
Remember that.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
This moment because I am so not an I told you so person, but in the 2 years since our guest was first here, she has catapulted to superstardom. She's a SAG award winner, a Golden Globe award winner, and an Academy Award winner for West Side Story. In fact, I was so convinced that that would happen when I saw the movie. Take a look. I mean, Rita Moreno won the Academy Award. You deserve it too, period.
Crying, you guys, this is terrible.
You do. Because you put all of that work into it, years of effort, and a triple threat. There's so much that you accomplished in this movie. It is the most firing, electric performance I have seen in my life, let alone in the last several years. You are a revelation in this movie as Anita.
I hadn't seen that clip since last time I was sitting here. Life has changed. Wow, it's so crazy.
How?
I mean, in amazing ways, super magical. And also, it's like people react differently to me, even though I actually feel very much the same. You know, I'm still the same artist, and like I think you should just be nice to people. Like, kindness is free. You should spread it everywhere, guys.
Agreed.
Yeah. But it's been a journey, but I love what I get to do.
How did you, like, deal with rejection?
My bad days, on the couch, watching reruns of The Good Fight. Christine Baranski soothes my soul. I don't know what that's about, but she's very calming.
I love eating carbs and watching TV. It's my favorite pastime. It really is. It makes me so happy. It's like, I always know that's available.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody needs a comfort blanket. Ice cream's mine, carbs are yours.
I have blankies too. I have baskets of blankies everywhere. It's like I resort to Linus meets Carrie Bradshaw, you know? And I heard you learned how to reframe rejection too.
Yeah, I mean, my first big brush was So You Think You Can Dance. But I was 18, I made the show, and then was very quickly cut. That was rough. And I went home and I had my own pity party and went through a depression of sorts because I had deemed that failure. Mm. And it took me time, like years, to really understand that experience actually put me on a different path. It redirected me to New York. And New York is where I really started to become an artist. It's where I had the opportunity to start over. Because rejection, I don't think should define you. Your rejections, you can choose, I choose, to look at them as redirections. If that's not my room, if that's not my door, there's always another door. You've got to knock. Like, if I, you know, West Side Story, right? If I had not gotten over my own fears around, you know, unworthiness or not feeling I was Latina enough, or that my heritage would be called into question and that wouldn't be good enough for the masses, if I had let that keep me from walking in the door, we wouldn't be sitting here.
No.
So not going in there and at least trying is just not an option anymore.
Do you think that, and your new film is called Wish, which my daughters and I watched. It's so lovely. I mean, how does it feel to be like the lead in a Disney film?
Yeah, bananas is my favorite word right now. So it feels a little bananas. I think I accidentally manifested it. So when I was a kid, I wore out the VHS tapes of like Belle, or Beauty and the Beast, Sleeping Beauty, Aladdin. My grandmother was like, if I have to listen to A Whole New World one more time, I'm gonna lose my mind. But I loved those films. I was a Disney kid.
They're the best.
And even though many of those characters didn't look like me, there were parts of them that I did see myself reflected back to. And Asha, when they came to me, were like, we want you to voice this character. I was like, didn't see that coming. And yet, let's go.
We actually have a clip of it. So why don't you take a look? This is Wish. You have a doll. It's official. Did you ever dream you would have a doll?
No. No, I didn't.
And I mean, the way that you look up to girls, you know, in these films, girls are gonna be looking up to you in this film.
Yeah.
And playing with your doll.
Which I really, I take that very seriously. And she's brown, and she has braids and freckles. And I think that is so special.
I'm like, she has a visitor.
Oh, does she? Oh, hello. Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. This is, tell me your name.
Dylan Saunders. Oh. I was in the witness protection program, and then I met two girls, and I work for a man named Charlie.
And... Oh my gosh, I love Charlie. I've heard of Charlie.
Yeah, we're angels.
Oh my gosh. Can Asha be an honorary angel?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding? Can we be best friends?
Yes!
Okay, good. Do you like to watch TV and eat carbohydrates?
Absolutely. We don't have TV in my town, but that's okay.
Oh, well, you know what? I've got some carbohydrates. Why don't we go to a commercial break and then I'll bring some out.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
I want to ask you about your Thanksgiving traditions, but is it true that you have never tried stovetop stuffing?
Yeah, it's true. So I'm guessing this is stovetop.
it is only stovetop.
Okay.
I mean, ready? Cheers.
Let's do it.
Cheers. I'm excited. Do you like stuffing?
I do. Oh, that's good. That's from a box.
It sure is. What do you and your family do the day after Thanksgiving?
We put up a tree. We're quick. We love Christmas. So, like, Thanksgiving's over and then that tree's going up, and guess what we listening to? Christmas music. But I'm so odd because, like, my mom and I spent a lot of time in the car, and, like, we listened to Delilah. Like, very specifically, like, we listened to Delilah, and I was always, like, she was so good about the balance of A Christmas Bop and, like, Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton, which is my favorite Christmas song.
I could not agree more. Yeah. So you and your mom used to listen to Delilah?
Yeah.
Have you ever met Delilah?
Briefly, I think, once. I believe she came to see a show I was in. I was playing Donna Summer in the Donna Summer musical. So if I remember correctly, she did come to see that. And I was really stoked, and I'm pretty sure I sang her theme song to her face, which is kind of embarrassing.
Well, she's actually here right now. Delilah, where are you?
Stop! What? Oh, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Yep. I will. You're perfect.
Oh, I love you so much.
I love that you and your mom would listen to Delilah. That's so. Oh.
Where's my Delilah doll?
Here, you know what? Dylan just looks like she has a red cellophane on your hair.
It's like singing.
Just some red tint.
I want to do the kick thing.
It's cool. Like, by the way, just like kick together.
Your doll sings with your voice. Your
she
doll
does.
Sings your it, song with your voice.
It does. Granted, I have no idea how to get her to do that, but.
In the back.
Push the button.
Oh, is it the back?
This one just kicks.
But the kicking is good.
Yeah, the kicking is good.
And this is honestly, what we get to listen to, Delilah's wisdoms and Christmas music and your beautiful doll singing with your beautiful voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So you did meet me twice.
Wait, oh no, not twice.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So you did meet me twice.
Wait, oh no, not twice.
I saw you in Hamilton.
That's right.
But then I got to meet you, Donna Summers.
That's right.
And then you were all over these awards, and I'm like, I know her. And I would say to my kids, I know her. And they're like, no, you don't, Mom.
Delilah, I was doing the same exact thing. I was literally yelling at the TV, I said this would happen. I knew it because you're so amazing. You deserve every award on the planet.
Thank you.
Delilah, will you do the honors of plugging Ariana's film?
Plugging it, I can't wait to take, because you know I have 1,000 kids and 23 grandkids. We're going to get an entire theater. We're going to rent the room for the entire show, take my grandkids to go see you in Wish. I saw the previews. It's so beautiful. And you know, most of my children are kids of color.
Our beautiful kids.
And do you know how excited I'm going to be to give this to all my grandkids?
That's why we do this. Or at least that's part of why I do this. So that people can see themselves. And
so people can see themselves and be represented and be proud of themselves.
That's the best.
We make this show for you, so take it with you!
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Did you want to come cook with us? Vamos! Let's get cooking!
Your preschooler can swing into action with Dora and Boots for a musical adventure in her brand new podcast.
Recipe for Adventure!
It's Dora's Recipe for Adventure, and she's cooking up special treats with all her friends and family. We've got everyone's favorite dishes.
Empanada!
Paleta! We're cooking up a family adventure, and Dora has the perfect recipe. Listen to Dora's Recipe for Adventure wherever you get your podcasts.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.